Okay, hello and welcome to Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, with the third and final episode of this week's post-Wisdom Teeth Extraction Bonanza. So I am having a great time, and I'm feeling about as good as you can with four holes in my face. Well, I guess five, unless you count the nose and the ears, too. There's a lot of possibilities for holes in my head right now, and you could say I need this week's Toy of the Week like I need a hole in the head, but I actually did need these holes in the head, and you need our Toy of the Week, which is the Entertainment Earth exclusive Clone Troopers of Order 66, Black Series, Star Wars, 6-inch action figures. You might say, I don't need more Clone Troopers. You're wrong. These turned out really well. I also may have had something to do with this project, so I am as biased as they come when it comes to this stuff. But the deco on these is incredible. I've been buying all of the various 6-inch Black Series figures. I don't think I've missed any yet, including other exclusives. And you might remember last year there was an all-white Revenge of the Sith Clone Trooper, and I saw that and I go, oh, it needs some color. And now it has colors. You may derisively refer to them as the Skittles Troopers, but let me tell you, they look great. We have a Shock Trooper from Coruscant, the 501st Tactical Legion Clone Trooper, Vader's Fist, the... I'm going to get the box because I'm feeling memorable right now. We also have the 212th Attack Battalion, the Utapau Trooper in orange, and the 442nd Siege Battalion Clone Trooper in green. Interestingly, the paint masks on the orange and green trooper look similar, but they're not. Everything's a little positioned differently, and each trooper has unique battle damage. So, well, unique to that trooper in the set. If you buy 50 sets, they're going to have the same battle damage, but you can go outside and get a rock and just rub some of the paint off and get different effects. So the green and the orange ones have different white markings, different scuffings, and I gotta say, of all the troopers I've ever seen, these have the best battle damage. And I got a lot of troopers, and I've seen a lot more. So there's like unique dirt and scratches, and most of the damage and dirt is on the front. Not all, though. So if you flip them over, you'll notice some of them even have markings on the back, like on the belt or the back where they fell over. It's pretty amazing. I'm surprised Hasbro went to that extra detail, because most battle damage figures, it's front or bust. So that's it. What do we got? So the Shock Trooper in red has lots of red, lots of gray, lots of scuffing, and even in the painted areas. So it's not a pristine figure that doesn't look totally pristine. The helmet's got some great markings on it. Each individual stripe and little circling thing look great. The red belt looks good, and the articulation is exactly as good as you've come to expect from the Clone Troopers. If you bought any of the previous, I think we're only at three Attack of the Clones ones now, or four. Three or four. And the one Revenge of the Sith Clone Trooper. 501st Legion, it's perfect. The blue is nice and glossy, it's got the double stripes on the legs, it's got the little blue on the knee pad. Be nice if there's some more paint on the soles of the boots. There's some. The helmet looks great and shiny. It's a little bit cleaner than the other helmets, but it looks good still. The chest has some scuffing, in some cases really spectacular marks on the legs and chest, arms as well. It looks like he's really seen some rough times. And I should note the Shock Trooper has a long rifle, while all the other ones have the shorter pistol. So that's, if you want more guns, you have to buy other clone figures and you can steal their weapons. Or you can buy more than one set and mix and match and build some armies. If there's one legion you want to build up, you can buy 10 sets, keep 10, sell the others to a friend or trade or whatever it is you'd like to do. You've got options. I'm actually considering that, and I'll probably be sorry, but it's like I wouldn't mind having a little clone trooper squad. The Green Battalion is pretty cool in that it was designed for the movie but did not appear in the movie, and it's a favorite of many a fan, so now it exists. It was also a 3¾-inch figure a few years ago. I think there was more than one of them too. It turned out great, but I think this is better because it's bigger and it's got a lot better battle damage. If you look in the green parts, you can see little bits and pieces where it looks like the paint mask was actually done in such a way so that the white plastic is shining from underneath the green, which looks way better than having green with gray or white painted over it. It's really nice, and maybe it's just my eyes, but I mean, holding it up to the light and seeing how the light reflects, I think I'm seeing bare plastic back, and that looks really good. The lighter gray scuffing looks great as always, where the dirt or concrete or whatever blast marks got worn in. He has no problem holding his gun. None of the figures do, but it's worth noting because it's cold. The fingers can be a little bit tighter, so you might want to warm them up a little bit, just hold them in your hand for a second, and the plastic will get a little bit more give to it. The belt is good. It's got some green in between the pouches in the front. The back has some markings on it, and the... I don't even know what you call them. The little holes in the back armor plate are filled in on these figures, too, which is a nice bonus. Helmet's great as always. Not too much dirt, just enough to look like he's seen some action. And I think you'll enjoy it. And rounding out the set is the Utapau Clone Trooper, one of Commander Cody's squad, who I would compare to my Commander Cody figure, but it's in the other room, and I'm comfortable. Right now, I'd say it looks pretty great. I just opened these up minutes ago, so you're getting my first impressions of the final product. When I saw the prototypes, I was very impressed, but I'm like, there's no way they're going to get the paint that good on the final figures, because the prototypes always look good, but I mean, the final ones, that's what matters. And these look just as good as I remember. Just like the green trooper, the orange trooper has some nice cuts in the orange where the white plastic armor shines through. The shoulder has this great kind of a mud on the right one, on the back of all things, too. And chest plate's nice and dirty. Boots are pretty clean, though. Actually, come to think of it, all the boots are pretty clean, which I would think would be the dirtiest parts, because that's what walks in the dirt. My chucks are the things that get dirty before everything else, but I don't clean them much. Maybe the clone troopers clean their shoes more than you should, but I don't know about that. Anyway, good figure, bend and swivel, wrist articulation. It's basically four of the same trooper with different deco, but each deco is so different. I think you'll be pleased. I mean, seeing the level of scratches on the Red Shock Trooper, the scuffs on the Tactical Trooper, the 501st, and the orange and the green guys complement each other nicely, it's cool to see this area built out. And there have been so few Revenge of the Sith Black Series figures so far. Like, just off the top of my head, we've got Anakin and Obi-Wan. Am I forgetting any? I mean, and these troopers. We've got five troopers and counting. There hasn't been a Grievous yet. We haven't had a lot of the other prequel Jedi. So unless I'm forgetting something, and I'm probably, I mean, you're probably screaming at me right now because I can't remember. But there haven't been enough, I think we can all agree. I'd love to see a Darth Sidious. I'd love to see Yoda to fight him. I can't imagine we're that far off from a Bail Organa lately, but who knows? These are good troopers, and I hope they continue to do a few more. Not as many as they did in 3¼-inch, because that got a little ridiculous. I mean, there's hundreds of clone troopers, and hundreds is a good size of a collection, but as a subset, it's quite big. So, nice job, Hasbro. These clones turned out really well, and you can get them all right now at Entertainment Earth with free shipping. And, yeah, don't forget to enter our contest. We're offering a $1,000 shopping spree at the Entertainment Earth Warehouse and a trip to the warehouse. More details on that at entertainmentearth.com, if you dare. And we're going to have some sales, a gift rush sale going right now. And I need to stop babbling, so hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. I'm a couple hours away from the next batch of ibuprofen, because I got some swelling, and I don't like it. So, have a great weekend, everybody. Follow us on EntEarth on Twitter, and we're also on the Facebook and elsewhere. See you next time.